And I've been joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and Shirley Jackson. And Shirley, I understand you've built an impressive online quilting community.
Yes, we have. We have. We've started a Facebook group, and it's called The Quilting Room.
I learned about it when I picked up my mail one day, and there was the WKNT newsletter, and I looked at the person on the cover, and I knew her.
That would be me.
And you were featured because of the broadband expansion.
Exactly. Exactly. What we did is he wanted to know how quilting has impacted along with our computer use, you know, how we use computers mixed in with our quilting. And for me, it's more of a social aspect with the quilting groups. And for my girlfriend, Roxanne Ferguson, who is also featured in the article, it was more for patterns and shopping.
Well, you run your own business in addition to engaging in groups online, and it's kind of hard for our listeners to not be looking at all of the work that's online,
right,
both in the group and in your personal business, Custom Quilting by Shirley. Tell me how you made that leap to broaden and the formation of the first group and how it's evolved online.
It's a very slow process for me because I have to be confident in myself so that when I do work on your quilts, I'm also confident that I can satisfy your needs. So using the computer, I chat with my customers through emails and pictures. I can take a picture of their quilt and put it into a program called Paint, and then I draw what I would be quilting on their picture and send it to them to make sure that's what they want.
Now, describe how you do that. Describe the machine that you use as a quilter. And this is coming from a completely ignorant of all things quilting question person.
Okay. I have what they call a long arm quilting machine. I just purchased it it was during the quilt show 2 years ago. And I call him Squiggy. Because yes, Squeaky. What I have is my regular sewing machine. I call her Laverne. So we have Laverne and Shirley and Squiggy. But my machine, I attach the quilt backing to one rail, and then I put the batting between it, and then I lay your quilt top on the top, and then I pull the machine or I guide the machine over the top of your quilt, and I do the sewing on it that way.
And it's all freehand design
that
goes. So,
me, it's freehand. Now, they do have new machines that have computers attached to them. And
amazing.
You put in the design that you want, and you hit go, and you walk away.
Now, when you reached out online, what was the first group about?
For me, it was just kind of getting an understanding of the computer and quilt groups. I had just gotten my first computer, and I just put in quilting, and all these groups came up. And for a couple of years, I was in this group, and we share patterns, we share quilt blocks, it's a social aspect. And then I kind of branched out and formed my own group, to which was on MSN. Well, when MSN did away with their groups, we then had to go to another format. And we wanted something a little bit more open to the public. So we went on Facebook, and within the first day, we had 200 members in our group.
Not surprising.
No. But we now have over 250 members. We have members from 5 different countries, and we have them in over 21 states in the United States.
And you sometimes participate in group projects.
Yes.
Like the Quilts of Valor project.
Yes. What we do is we pick a pattern for a block, and then everybody makes a block or two blocks, and they send them to one other person who will then sew them all together and make the top. If you don't want to make a block, you can send money for the postage. If you want to just donate fabric, you can do it for the borders or the sashing or the backing or the binding. And then one girl will put it all together, And then most times they send it to me, who will do the quilting and the binding. I contact Quilts of Valor, and we get a destination. We have sent quilts to Afghanistan and Iraq and some in the States. And one of our quilts was even featured at their headquarters.
Describe what Quilts of Valor is about.
Quilts of Valor has donation of these quilts, and they give quilts to the wounded soldiers. So some of our quilts have gone on airplanes as the wounded soldiers are airlifted out of Afghanistan to Germany.
Oh, that's just...
It's just to let them know that the United States is behind them.
Wow.
And we do appreciate what they do for us.
Well, it's hard sort of to top that in terms of emotional impact, but I imagine that meeting people and working with their artwork, their cover to do the quilting, must bring you into contact with some really remarkable stories.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. I mean, we had a neighbor, you know, who lost her husband a year ago. And through Facebook, I contacted her and told her that when she was ready, if she would give me her T-shirts from him, that I would make her a quilt out of them. And I did that, and she showed her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law just broke down in tears because it was all her son's T-shirts. So she got with me over the past summer, and I made two more smaller ones, one for his mother and one out of his sweatshirts for his dad.
And this is kind of the culture of quilting, isn't it?
It's more off to give, more so than to receive. You know, quilting for me is giving to my family. You know, they'll have something to remember me by for years. I mean, it just recently, not to kind of get off the subject, but I found some embroidered blocks that my mother-in-law had done before she passed away. So I'm going to make up three baby quilts using four blocks for her centers, and then I'll do quilt blocks around it and do the quilting. So when I, hopefully not too soon, will have great-grandchildren, that that they will have a quilt or a wall hanging from their great-grandmother and their their great-great-grandmother.
That is pretty neat, isn't it? The ability to speak through generations.
Yes, and I mean, it will last forever.
And you know a lot of people just like you thinking the same kind of ways, don't
they
you?
They all do.
And you trade ideas, you mm-hmm. trade even the substance of the quilts.
It's kind of like a motivational tool mm-hmm. that, you know, you show your work, you know, and somebody else shows you their work, and then all of a sudden a brand new idea hits, and all of a sudden you're back at the sewing machine making something brand new again.
I'm just amazed. I'm glad you came today. And I'd say again where our listeners can find your page and the group page.
Okay. The group page is called The Quilting Room on Facebook. My site is Custom Quilting by Shirley Jackson. And the Quilt Lovers of Murray have their own Facebook group, too, called Quilt Lovers of Murray on Facebook.
Now, what do y'all do when Quilt Week comes in?
Nobody's in Murray. Oh, I mean, the quilt show in Paducah is just amazing. It's so hard to believe the workmanship and the beauty of all these quilts in there. It's just amazing.
I keep trying to convince Tracy that that guys really miss a trick when they don't go to the quilt show because they think it's just for girls.
There are lots of guys in the business. I mean, there are guys that make their living from quilting. Not so much doing the quilting.
I'll go this year.
Great. All right. You're going to be surprised.
Shirley Jackson of Custom Quilting by Shirley Jackson. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you so much, Kate.